Well, I remember the overlooker, because I wouldn't take maternity leave. Maternity was different then as well. And so every now and then I used to throw a ball of wool into the machine as I was walking past, and I used to run like hell to turn that machine button off, the emergency stop off. If I couldn't have done it, yeah. Yeah, because it would get caught around the mandarins, which would then slacken, and the can break the next one on. Now, of course, it did used to catch, but I used to get to the button, stop button, before he did. And what it was is, if I couldn't have done that, I would have been made to go on maternity. And that's what he did.
Oh, right. So he was like testing you?
He was testing my reflexes. And it was quite funny because when we were going, we broke up for the wakes week, weeks fortnight, and his overlooker turned around and he says, I'll see you when you've got the baby. I says, no, you won't. You'll see me after holiday. Lo and behold, the weekend after the holiday, I was missing, because they were born 8 weeks early. And then weekends afterwards, I went back in my normal jeans, and I'm back on the machine with my sister-in-law, and he walks through, stopped, walked back again, looked at me, baby's in special care, and I'm back to work. He was probably about, 2 weeks old. So I was a breadwinner. You know, I had a mortgage to pay, so I went back to work straight away.